This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke billowed into the sky over the Gaza Strip on Monday after an explosion. The Israel-Hamas war continues, sparked by the unprecedented October 7th raid into southern Israel, in which militants killed around 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducted around 250 hostages. Israel says the militants are still holding around 100 hostages and the remains of more than 30 others. Israel's war in Gaza has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians, according to local health officials, around two-thirds of them children and women. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a wide-ranging agenda as he meets with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia, with the Israel-Hamas war topping the list, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An analyst with the Middle East Institute, Brian Katulis, says there's a lot on Secretary of State Antony Blinken's plate, like deals on military, nuclear energy, and AI initiatives with Saudi Arabia. But first and foremost,
achieve a temporary ceasefire and hostage release.
Katulis says there have been good ceasefire proposals on the table, and it's Hamas that's been rejecting them.
Hamas started this war, and Hamas actually has the power to get to a ceasefire, and they're choosing not to do so.
Katulis says he thinks Israel eventually will have to accept a two-state solution. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York's Columbia University has issued an ultimatum for students to leave a pro-Palestinian protest encampment by the afternoon or face suspension. The move Monday comes as colleges around the country want student protesters to clear out encampments. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. This is VOA News.